Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
94.7 WMAS, it's the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg here along with Dina and Lopez. And time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with great low mortgage rates. Why not move into a new home for the holidays? Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And now Dina with the dirt. What's going on?
John Cena married his girlfriend in Florida this week. Oh. Yeah, on October 12th, they got married, according to TMZ.com.
Did we get an inkling or no?
No, wow. And this seems a little fast, too, considering they only started dating early last year, and his last relationship was with Total Bellas star Nikki Bella for 6 years. You know, that relationship only didn't work out because of the kids issue. She wanted them, he didn't.
But if you're quarantined together, though, that's a lot of time. That's like not normal time, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if they are. I'm assuming they were. Mm. And John definitely has a type, considering his new wife looks a lot like Nikki. Oh. So maybe he never totally got over her.
Nikki should be flattered.
Kristen Bell is getting real about her marriage on the Ellen DeGeneres show. There's a sneak peek at people.com where Kristen talks about her husband, Dax Shepard, and his relapse. She says he's doing great. You know, everybody's got their demons. But the thing she loves most about Dax is that he was able to tell her that he had a problem and say, we need a plan. You know, we need a stronger plan. So they decided they were going to go back to couples therapy so they could find out why he wanted to start using again. But she's so proud of him for being open and honest with her and not wanting to risk their family. So she said she will fight for him and stick by him because he's very, very worth it.
Wow, that's nice. Such a loving Hollywood relationship. I mean, yeah. We don't hear too many stories of people like this, loving each other so much in Hollywood. But good news.
I know. Yeah. Cute couple. Well, after being postponed because of coronavirus, the 2020 Billboard Music Awards finally went down last night without an audience, but that's okay. You know, just give me my award and let me be on my way. Post Malone went into the show as the artist to beat with 16 nominations, and he ended up winning 9. That's a pretty good take. Mm-hmm. Billie Eilish, a big winner as well, taking home 3 awards. Lil Nas X's Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus was a multiple winner, taking home 4 trophies. And I've got a list of the big winners all mapped out for you. That'll be at dinasdirt.com, and you can see if your favorites went home with a trophy.
Nice.
Well, parting amicably and moving on. Jonah Hill and his fiance, Gianna Santos, they've called off their engagement after 1 year. Mm-hmm. Just losing the spark. Have you seen his wild quarantine beard these days? He's hardly recognizable.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Bella Hadid's moved on from The Weeknd. She must have, because she's now dating Duke Nicholson, who's the grandson of Jack Nicholson.
She's now dating only weekdays.
Yes. Joe Giudice has moved on from Teresa Giudice and is dating his lawyer.
A lot of moving on.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Mary-Kate Olsen ready to date again. Sources say she's been spotted out and about. And Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams finally divorced after 3 years of working out details. There's a lot of money being given here and there. His ex-wife is going to get $50,000 a month for their 2 kids. And then she's also going to get $50,000 a month for spousal support. But thankfully for him, he gets to keep the almost $1 million he banked from Grey's Anatomy since they split. And you could read more about who gets what at TMZ.com. But I think it takes so long to work out these celebrity divorces because there are too many zeros to work with. Like, you need an accountant, not a judge.
Yeah, and there's a lot of I's and T's in these agreements.
You don't think they have accountants ready for this stuff?
I don't know if they have enough.
How can we figure this out? I don't know.
I don't know. It took 3 years to work all that out. So,
but the I's cross the T's. You're good.
I guess so.
Yes. And kiss the babies. Well, congratulations to all these people. And I don't know. We've got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a low, low mortgage rate just in time for the holidays. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For details, visit pvcu.org. Okay, so Dina, what's going on in Hollywood?
All right. Well, Kate Hudson and Gwyneth Paltrow were talking on Gwyneth's podcast, and the conversation turned to some of their co-stars and how good they were or not at kissing. Kate really twisted the knife. She said, honestly, I feel like I haven't had the best kissers. I feel like I should have had better ones. And she really didn't give a good rating to her friend and co-star Matthew McConaughey, who she acted alongside a couple of movies, saying, I mean, it's like there's just something happening and there's like snot or wind or, you know.
What?
Wind? What?
Not like the situation, whatever situation snot? They were in, things were. Yeah, she said there was this ocean scene where like it was just all running down his face and she had to kiss him.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty.
Well, ocean water can clear you out. So, yeah, it's understandable. I get it.
It's the salt.
Yeah. And as for Gwyneth, she said kissing her Iron Man co-star Robert Downey Jr. was like literally kissing her brother. So don't know if these ladies are going to be asked to star in any rom-coms anytime soon.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how she knows about the brother, but okay.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Let's just say she's assuming, okay?
I gotcha.
All right. We got some botched news for you. Dr. Paul Nassif has welcomed his fourth child. He and his wife, Brittany, welcomed their first child together and their first girl, Paulina Ann Nassif. He's got three boys with his ex-wife. And more botched news, Dr. Terry Dubrow. You know, we told you he's being sued for $10 million by a former patient. Now he's suing her back. So he's suing her for defamation. So this will be, a long-standing court case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein is trying to get out of jail by any means necessary. His lawyers have asked the court to release him on $2 million bail while he waits for the outcome of an appeal on another conviction. Why one would have something to do with the other one's sentence, I have no idea. But his bail application is a 60-page outline of arguments on behalf of Harvey and why he should be released, none of which seem like valid reasons. Like, one reason was he's a philanthropist. Another reason was he made some great movies. Like, those are reasons for bail? I had no idea.
Yeah, he wears a hat sometimes.
He's breathing. Come on. I mean, can't let us out
Yeah, I think that was number 642, but you could read those at page6.com if you want.
Yeesh.
And Stevie Nicks has joined TikTok all because of Nathan Apodaca's viral video of him singing along to her song Dreams, drinking ocean spray and skateboarding. So needless to say, her TikTok debut was her own take on Nathan's video. She's sitting at her grand piano next to a bottle of ocean spray with Dreams playing nice and loud. She's lacing up some roller skates while singing along to herself. And listening to Stevie Nicks sing along to herself is probably the trippiest thing I've ever seen.
That is so cool.
So cool. Yeah. And the best way for her to start her TikTok future. And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 840 with the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for a great low mortgage rate, want to get a new home or refinance, check out all the great rates at pvcu.org, where you get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. All right, Dina. So what's going on in Hollywood?
All right. I'm finding out today that former Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes didn't attend her former co-star Cynthia Bailing's wedding over the weekend. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Ace Showbiz reports that NeNe tried to make a deal with Bravo, asking the network to pay her $125,000 to show up at the wedding.
Wow.
And there's a reason for that, though. Yeah. It's not because she's all like, well, I'm worth it. But the wedding is going to be featured in the upcoming season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh,
and since NeNe's
no
longer on the
show.
She's
a guest star.
Yeah, the character.
Well, that's
the
thing. She didn't end things well with them. Remember, she decided
so
not to
like
come back. She's not even a friend status. She just revealed she wasn't coming back for season 13 after a very long and failed negotiation. Hmm. And so the network said, we're not paying you to come to the wedding. Forget it.
Can they
that's why she didn't go.
A fuzzy blue dot her face or something? You know what I mean? she's just blurry,
right? Is
that
still considering her likeness, though? I don't know.
She's still there. She probably just, maybe she just didn't even want to go.
Yeah,
I guess.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Good excuse.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll use that for my next wedding invitation. Sorry, you're going to have to pay me to go.
Yeah, that's how everyone replied to mine.
Aw.
Yeah. All right. Note, who are
we
you
got
again?
some bachelorette news to report. So Luke Parker from Hannah Brown's season owes the show $100,000 for breach of contract, according to Deadline. Yep, he made multiple unauthorized media appearances and talked negatively about the Bachelorette, and the judge sided with the company.
Oh.
Bachelorette star Ashley Hebert and JP Rosenbaum splitting after 7 years together. And the Bachelorette star Becca Kufrin is freezing her eggs. Yeah, she decided to do this just after she split from her fiance, saying, you know, I am not old, but I'm not a spring chicken. And I want kids one day, just not anytime soon. So I figured, why not do it now during quarantine?
Gotcha.
What else are you doing during quarantine?
I was going to finish a puzzle, but you know, this is cool too.
How cold does that freezer have to be? I'm curious.
I don't know. Pretty cold.
Probably not your average freezer,
right? I don't know much about cryogenics. Sorry.
No, you can't use your own freezer. No.
Not right next to the corn? No? Frozen corn?
Oh, gosh. Huh. Demi Lovato's ex-fiancé Max Eric, we told you, was spotted with another woman, possibly moving on or just trying to make Demi jealous. But now there are rumors Demi might have already moved on. If you see the pictures at aceshowbiz.com, you can see Demi was photographed riding in a car, snuggling up to Bella Thorne's ex, Maude's son. And It sure looked like they were enjoying each other. But a source says they're just friends, and she's trying to occupy her time, keep her mind off the Max drama. She doesn't want to date anybody right now. Just working on healing.
Just walk up to somebody, too, and go, are you guys enjoying each other? I'm a paparazzi. I just need to know before I take a picture.
No, that's a good question.
Awkward.
I enjoy you.
And, you know, we've seen quite a few names come and go from Dancing with the Stars, but, well, don't expect to see Taryn Manning doing the tango anytime soon. Taryn, who played Pensatucky on Orange is the New Black, totally dissed Dancing with the Stars, saying, I've been asked to be on the show many times. Mm-hmm. I have this weird phobia, though, that means you're a has-been, and I never want to believe that's the case.
Oh, wow. I don't know if that's true.
I know. I agree with you, but that's what she says.
Wow.
And I think that should definitely stop the show from asking her to be on it anymore.
Oh, maybe that's what she's doing. Stop calling me.
Yeah, it's better than being ghosted, I guess. And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all those reports and the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
It's Throwback Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.